You will see that in the Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna refers himself as the Lord, but in a very sparing manner. You will see up till now, Sri Krishna has not said, I am the Lord. This is the first time when he says, Mat Paraha. First time after such a long conversation, Sri Krishna now reveals, and that too little by little, you know, it's like a jet. Gradually, later on, of course, it will come in a very big pouring of the rain, as it were, when he will reveal that he is the Lord. But here, only in passing, in one word, Mat Paraha. He doesn't expound further. Simply says, Mat Paraha. When you become completely absorbed in me, in the Divine, then Vashehi Yasindriyani, then all his indriyas, senses become vashe, becomes completely controlled. Tasya pragya pratishthita. Then his intelligence becomes completely stabilized. Now Sri Krishna gives an exposition of various stages of consciousness by which we are really in bondage. All that he has explained so far about the emotions, about the thoughts, about the senses, all these assume that we are in bondage and we are in the stage of preparing ourselves to liberate. You cannot be Siddha Pragya unless you are liberated. Liberated from senses, attraction, liberated from emotions, liberated from ignorance. Through Jnana Yoga, you can be liberated from ignorance. Through Karma Yoga, you become liberated from various kinds of emotions and dynamic activities. Through Bhakti Yoga, you attain even to the control of senses, Mat Paraha. But what is it? Why is it? How is it that we have come in the present condition where we are? If you know this whole process, then the reversal becomes possible. How have I become bound? If this knowledge is obtained, then I can reverse it. And by reversal, you can attain to liberation. Therefore, now Sri Krishna explains very briefly, Jayato Vishayan Punsaha Sangaha teshu upajayate, sangat samjayate kamaha, kamat krodha abhijayate, krodhat bhavati sammohaha, sammoha smriti vibramaha, smriti vranshat buddhinashaha, buddhinashat pranashyate. This is the process. Dhyayato vishayan punsaha. When the individual thinks of the objects, the individual is a subject. When he thinks of the objects and thinks often of the objects, this is the beginning of the bondage. Then sangaha teshu upajayate. Then attachment is created. This attachment actually reaches to the point of identification. Actually speaking, the root trouble of all our problems is identification. I become identified with the objects on which I am contemplating all the time. By thinking of the objects, I get identified. Identification is other word of bondage. Bondage is nothing but identification. I become bound by body because I think of the body. I become bound by emotions because I think of emotions. I am attracted towards things because I think of those things. I am repelled by things because I think of those things. Even hatred is a reversal of attachment. And I am identified with my mind because I constantly think of the objects of my thought. Dhyayato vishayan punsah sangha teshu upajayate sangha samjayate kama. This one word is of supreme importance. How does desire arise? It arises from sangat samjayate kama. Desire arises out of identification. Sangha means attachment or identification. Sangat samjayate kama. Desire arises only because of identification. If therefore you are asked to be free from desire, it means that you can now reverse it. Don't identify and you'll be free from desire. So sangat samjayate kamaha. Kamat krodha abhijayate. From kama, from desire alone arises the krodha. You will never become angry if you don't have desire. Because when desire is thwarted, I feel unhappy and I become angry. I want to meet somebody and I refuse admission to that person, I become angry. I want to pass the examination, I fail, I become angry with the whole world. When I want to achieve the first position, I am denied that position, I become angry. All because of desire. All anger is a result of desire. Kamat krodha abhijayate. Krodhat bhavati sammohaha. When you are bewildered by krodha, then sammohaha, you begin to think illusory things. What is not there, you begin to see there. Sammohaha bhavati. All kinds of delusions arise out of krodha. You begin to see the motives in other people's minds which they don't exist. You attribute all kinds of evil designs in those people whom you are now, who have been the causes of your failure. You see the whole world in a topsy-turvy condition. Delusions arise. Krodhat bhavati sammoha. Sammoha smriti vibramaha. When there is delusion, then you don't remember what you are. Your entire being is lost. Smriti vibramaha. Your memory gets completely bewildered. Smriti vrunshat buddhi nashaha. When you do not remember yourself, then buddhi gets destroyed. Buddhi nashat pranashyati. And you yourself get destroyed when the buddhi is destroyed. Now this is the entire, in two verses, Sri Krishna has given complete psychology of bondage. And therefore, by consequence, by implication, the whole process of recovery or liberation.
How true it is, very true.